Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
How much of yard signs for the Buffalo Bills? You would think it's almost like an election going on. That's the presence the Buffalo Bills has draped throughout the city. So it was, I come from Dallas. Cowboys has already a big fan base. So to see that Trump 10 times over was a really unique experience for me.
Did that surprise you? I mean, just the love affair that this area has with the Buffalo Bills?
It surprises you, but it also just like warms your heart that in 2025, there's this internal community within a city that speaks volumes for the NFL fan base.
You know, did that give you an extra vibe, extra push when you're for doing this movie? Did you pick up on
this? Yeah, we talked about this yesterday, if I can jump in here.
Sure.
Yeah. They're definitely, I had an expectation. I knew something about the Bills Mafia. I had some sense of it, but I didn't realize the level to which it would be. And I think that we saw it at Highmark when we had all the volunteers who came in for 8,000, and they had to cut. They had to cut it off. They applied, and I saw it. And what was so fascinating to me is you bring that many people together, you expect some level of some kind of problem, somebody who doesn't participate. But everybody was there, fully dressed in the Bills gear, fully enthusiastic, incredibly nice, and it just felt very warm, like you said, very, very warm. And that 100% incentivized us to be more enthusiastic about this. We come into everything with full enthusiasm, but they brought out a new level. And so I'm rooting for the Bills this year, you know. And anybody who's from New York, they can yell at me all they want. I like the Giants still. You're not winning the Super Bowl this year, okay? I'm going to watch a team I want to watch. I want to watch a team that I'm going to enjoy watching. The fans are enthusiastic. The team is good. That's good football. I want to watch good football.
You have our coach and general manager over there.
Yeah.
Right, Dable and Shane are from the Bills.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What has been like your favorite memory so far shooting the film, especially in, you know, such a small town like Buffalo?
I'd say the love letter to Buffalo, in the sense that not just the places like Barville and Vidler's and Elmwood Bakery, Paula's Donuts, but you've also got this art imitating life, like imitating art, of what's actually happening in Buffalo, the biggest construction project in history, happening also within our storyline, but I technically not my storyline.
My character is the vice president of stadium development. That's a real title that belongs to a man who may not want me mentioning him, but I might anyway. That's a thing. John Polka. John Polka. Lovely guy. And, look, the stadium element is really, I think, the thing that got me most excited, going to this old stadium that has such history, and then seeing the new one being built across the street, and that being relevant to the film. It does feel like the film is part of a little bit of part of Bill's history in a way, if things go really great this season especially, which it will, hopefully. And I think that was cool. We got to go on the field. We got to play. Are we allowed to say?
I don't know. What are we allowed to say?
They'll tell what to delete.
What are we allowed to say?
Are we allowed to mention things within the story?
Like, are you cursing, or what do you mean?
No, no, no. Something related to, like, any of the, like, something we did on the field?
I wouldn't talk about it. I wouldn't talk about it.
Okay, good enough. Yeah.
That is that.
But we got to go on the field.
Yes, you can say that.
Got to go on the
field. What was your, when you said you're going to be filming in Buffalo, mm-hmm. What went through your mind?
Snow. Yeah. Even though I know we were shooting in May, we were shooting with fake snow. But they actually had come in December and got real real shots of just
we
snowy
did
shots.
Yeah. Squirrels were a secret.
Yeah.
We've heard that the Bills players and legends did a pretty phenomenal job. I don't know if you guys had any scenes with them, but what can you say about as far as the Bills players and legends, how they did on camera?
They're walkable hugs, first of all.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Is what I call them.
Yeah.
Most of them. Deion Dawkins in particular, but honestly, like Ray Dave. Everybody that has come onto our project has, I joke that you guys kept the mean Bills players away, but I don't know if there are mean Bills players, because
we haven't been exposed, though. We don't have enough data.
We don't. We only have the walkable hugs.
Yeah.
But possibly a second career there for maybe some of those guys?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're already starting them with certain
look, they're charismatic. They're enthusiastic, and they came in with full enthusiasm, and they did the really good job.
Damar Hamlin, when I asked him if he had any experience, he goes, oh yeah, fourth grade, pre-band. I was like, oh, great.
Yeah.
And straight face.
Hey, like, that's
perfect. This is great tomorrow. Thank you. Yeah, he was great.
Would you come back to Buffalo again?
I hope I come back to Buffalo. First of all, I'm a big play fanatic for New York theater district, and you guys are hopping a skip away. So I'm always going to plan it after my trips to Buffalo because I want to. There's the Buffalo Comedy Collective that's supposed to be really fun, and then the Riverworks. And so those are two things I didn't even get to go to. I did get to go to Niagara, thankfully, but there's so many little spots in Buffalo, East Aurora being one of them to relax into that I would love to explore.
Did people pretty much leave you alone when you were on your own?
I haven't had a ton of time on my own. There's been a couple previous shows that I've been a part of that they've been fans of, but it's all in good fun.
I would like to come back because I haven't had enough time to explore properly because we've been very busy, but I want to get to know the city better. Yeah. And so I'm definitely going to come back.
You got great cortados in this city. Some of the best cortados I've ever seen. I mean, the vast amount of cortados are incredible.
Where did you get them from?
Public Espresso, Good Lion, Cloud Cover Coffee. Cafe Bewilderment, Jam Coffee, all excellent.
Holy cow, you've been around.
Like an encyclopedia knowledge of the coffee, the coffee spots here?
I do, everywhere.
Jeez.
I go.
That's amazing.
Well, and restaurants. I didn't go to Charlie's the Butcher. I want to go to Charlie's the Butcher. We're going to have Barbell tomorrow, thank God, for the wings and hopefully Yvonne Wick.
Yep.
And we love Vittler's. I just raided the candy department up there.
This place is like a childhood dream.
It's an adult dream, too.
It's like this all the time, too.
Yeah,
they didn't set this up for the movie.
No, oh, no.
I know.
Wow, this is crazy.
I will say it's been fun. A few of our crew members, our first a camera operator, he grew up in Buffalo, and it's his first project shooting in Buffalo. And he actually rode Sandy, the horse, up front as a kid. And his first job was at Elmwood Bakery. So it's been really fun to watch some of our script supervisor, Melanie. Experience all the same.
That's fantastic.
It's been fun to watch their perspective of this.
Have you had any interactions with Bill's Mafia, and if so, what has that interaction, those experiences been like?
So we've had quite a few people come for different scenes that we were filming, and I don't know who they're sending, if it's just the nice ones, because I imagine, there's got to be some out there who are more aggressive, but these are very, very nice people, very enthusiastic, and all you got to do is yell, go Bills, and they're on your side, and it just, the cheer goes up, so that's, it's nice.
Great. You're going to try and make it to a game, hopefully, this season?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Last season in the current stadium, I know.
Oh, yes. No chance we're not.
I joke, I come from a very big sports family, and they absolutely are fanatics about you name the sport, football, basketball, tennis, golf. But I say I'm maybe not the biggest football fan, but I am a Bills fan.
In Dallas, that says a lot.
I just wasn't, but my family.
You beat us twice in the Super Bowl.
Well, my family's, they're like, oh, now you want to be a fan, but you're going to be a Bills fan. Like, how do you not a Bills fan after this experience?
So as we've come to see, these shoots are not very long. We know typically 3-4 weeks for these Hallmark movies. Your director was reminding us of some of the great things about the Hallmark movies, that they're aspirational, that it's a love story, and that when you only have 3 or 4 weeks, and I don't know if you guys knew each other prior to this or not, but what is the key to developing that chemistry? What is the key to helping us to believe that you guys are falling in love, that this is a magical story, when, like I said, you only have 3 or 4 weeks to put it all together?
There's a credit, first of all, to the writers, right? You have to have the story there that makes sense, because it's not just what we see between the two people on screen and some sort of, you know, nebulous thing where we see two people, we say, these two must, I want them together, I don't know why, but I just do. Otherwise, we wouldn't have to write full stories. So the story has to be there. We have to establish the background, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, sure. Okay, great. So it's all that, 100% the director, camera department, it's the whole team that does it. A small part for us is to manage that other element. And it's not so hard because, well, it would be difficult. It could be difficult. It depends on the person.
Yeah.
But if you like someone because they're a good person, Holland is a great person. Holland and
that's
I got
okay.
along immediately.
Okay.
I'm all right. I'm difficult.
Oh, no.
No. But we're very very compatible people, so
we've been acting
a long time.
I think you get a rhythm.
Yeah, you know.
You've probably had many, many on-screen girlfriends this year, and it's, or, you know, throughout the, like, last 5 years, right?
You do, you have to.
And, you know, you just fall into a groove of, you know, it's like Matt said, hopefully they're amenable people, and then you sort of get in a groove where, you know, you've probably had a girlfriend or boyfriend by our age, if not a spouse, and you just know what that feels like, so you just apply it as professional actors to each other.
Yeah.
How long did it take to get that chemistry between the two of you?
They seem excited that we had it the first day, but I will say, like, I think it comes from experience. We've been acting for a while, and I think that we get used to that, and hopefully, you know, the two people get on well, and I will say,
did you reach out to each other before just to say, hey, we're going to be working together?
No.
It's actually funny how it's over the years you get a little more. It's a job. You know the ropes. You know what's going to happen. You know how it's going to play out, and you prepare for something unexpected. But generally, you know what you're gonna do, and very professional.
It's part of the territory.
Yeah.
It's part of the job.
Yeah.
But you know, what was I going to say?
We have a lot of practice.
Yeah. I was going
to
say.
Ellen, tell us her favorite. What's your favorite food joint?
Oh man.
Catering.
I haven't really had much time to eat out, which has been really annoying. Gabriel's Gate has been fantastic. Really enjoyed that so far. And, you know, this is fancy, but I decided to treat myself. Angeline, down the street from our hotel, that place is fantastic.
I liked Mulberry's for the fried mozzarella and the lemon caper sauce. That was good.
Did you try their meatballs?
I think I did have the meatballs. I liked your aioli cheese.
What was the pizza we had?
Oh, Pizza Florian.
Yeah,
shout out to Pizza
great.
Florian. The collaborative French
really
pizza is incredible.
I want the bread from the bakery.
Elmwood? Oh, I had Elmwood's bakery.
No, I want to get that bread. I might buy some more and bring it home.
Yes, I need that. Yeah. I'll also say, like, we came from supernatural backgrounds. We had a very similar upbringing in this business. So we worked like long hours, a lot of night shoots.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of romance, very heavy romance, you know, storylines in those kind of shows. So I think that's a really good.
It actually makes it easier. Yeah, it makes it easier.
Are you gonna miss Buffalo?
Yes, I'm gonna miss Buffalo. I'm gonna miss the traffic, guys. You guys are just, and I love foliage. I come from the West Coast / South, and there's Texas / SoCal. So I appreciate all the foliage. I appreciate the summer in the 50s. This is incredible. We lucked out on shooting a Christmas movie where we don't have ice packs down on our lower back.
Exactly. So, am I gonna miss it? I'm going to do one better, and I'm going to look forward to coming back. I'm excited to come back, and I hope that everybody here enjoys that some productions are going to be coming here in the future. I think the Film Fund has done a great job here, and I think that it's the incentive they provide is really something that's going to benefit Buffalo in the future, and will maybe give me an opportunity to come back here in for a similar reason.
Shout out to the film commissioners.
Yep.
Tim Clark, Rich, they've all been lovely. Shout out to Rich's dog, Vita. This is one of the most dog-friendly sets I've ever been on, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Vita's so sweet. Shut up.
Vita needs to be covered on some you know, state capacity.
Did Stephen Sherpa bring his dog?
Pardon?
Did Stephen Sherpa bring
his dog? No, Stephen didn't, no.
That was kind of frustrates me because I like those kind of dogs. Mm. I thought it was a wiener dog.
Oh, is he a Dachshund? I have a Dachshund. She's a Dachshund.
I have a Beagle.
Oh, see, like, yeah. I love how dog-friendly Buffalo is in general.
Colin, you five
more minutes.
Okay. A sci-fi background. You have a sci-fi background.
Which is rare. I've been doing homework for a little over 2 years and 2.5 years, and this is my first sci-fi crossover.
And that's what I'm curious about, because we know sci-fi fans are obviously very passionate. Hallmark fans are very passionate.
Yeah, we discussed this a lot.
How would you compare and contrast the two different fan bases?
The Venn diagram of the very target fans from Hallmark and sci-fi are actually bigger. I'll try.
Yeah.
Are quite larger than one would expect. I was shocked when I found out. We recently went to a convention where they were excited about us coming together for a Hallmark, but they were there for our respective former shows.
Yeah, I'm discovering that there's definitely some overlap. The enthusiasm is there, and the there's a certain, it's like an interest level. Like, sometimes people can be fans of something, right? And it's just a very sort of perfunctory thing. And in this case, I think Hallmark fans, they like Hallmark. And they like to watch Hallmark. And they know what they want, and I like that. That's great, and we can give you that. That's great. And with the sci-fi fans, I mean, the overlap of Teen Wolf fans and Shadowrunners fans is also quite large. It's a similar kind of, it's a community. And I like that. I want it. The community element of fans is really great, because it means that we know who to interact with. We have something clear to give and provide to that group, and it gives us something to respond to going forward.
Yeah, we're lucky to be part of it.
Very, very lucky.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.